going to play a great song called Your Dreams by Here to Here. And I'm playing this specifically for a woman that I love very much who is still in the midst of making her transition. And this is one of her favorite songs. And basically it says, your dreams brought you here. Where will they take you tomorrow? And since we're going to be talking about manifesting tonight, it seems like the perfect interlude. So I hope you get the words. See you in a few.
Your dreams brought you here. Where will they take you tomorrow? You believed in spite of stayed strong, had faith and followed. No, nothing can hold you back from your truth. Now it's up to you and only you.
Now it's up to you and only you to choose. That, of course, was Here to Hear, and the song was Your Dreams. Your Dreams brought you here. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to UR Radio, and our show for the next hour is Conscious Co-Creating Tools to Empower You. My name is Louisa Dyer, and I hope you join me here every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern. I usually do an hour of great music from 7 to 8 Eastern, and we just had some great dancing going on. So if you were part of that, thank you. The energy was really great. And so tonight in the Conscious Co-Creating Show, we're going to be talking about manifesting your deepest desires. And that's a very big topic, I realize. And we're going to go at it and around it in a bunch of different ways and give you some really simple things to ways to pursue that. If you want to know a little bit more about who I am, you're welcome to visit my website, which is my name, Louisa Dyer, and it's louisadyer.com or .net. I am a holistic counselor and a metaphysical author and a Western North Carolina native, I'm happy to say. And during this show, feel free to submit any questions or comments or suggestions through the Facebook page for this show, which is called Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio. And I will respond during the show if I have a second when music is playing, or certainly after. And if you're not a Facebook kind of person, then feel free to email me through my website. Again, that's just my name, louisadyer.com. My intention in doing this show is to have as much fun as I can possibly have while also being of service, to feel inspired because I like it, and to hopefully be inspiring because I really like seeing others inspired too. And the way that I've chosen to do that with this show is to really highlight all the different tools that are available in our world right now that help us thrive. Instead of just existing or surviving, why don't we just really learn to thrive? It's certainly possible. So if you're interested in personal growth, spiritual evolution, or you just want to feel better, you should know that all the tools are available that can help you do that. These are amazing times that we live in. It's one of the first times actually in recorded human history where the masses have had access to the information that teach us how to do that. And what we've done over the last few months is really look at the teachings of three enlightened beings who are my favorite teachers, David Hawkins, Eckhart Tolle, and Byron Katie. They all have websites and books that help us understand, you know, what this human journey really is about and how to be happier in ourselves and in the world that we live in. And all of them on their websites, some of them offer lots of free stuff. Just perusing their websites can give you lots and lots of information. All three of those people talk about what it is to consciously manifest. And that's really what we're going to be discussing tonight, is this idea of manifesting what we want to, instead of continuing to create, you know, things that we don't particularly like. Because the truth of it is that we are creating all the time. Every thought, every word, every feeling that we have generates energy. And when you have a thought and a feeling together, that's called an emotion. And whatever our pervasive emotion is, that's typically what we're creating out of. And I know, you know, most of you have heard the phrase, we create our own reality. And, you know, I'm not quite sure that's 100% true, because there is the reality of reality. But what we do create absolutely is our experience of reality. And all reality really is everything in the whole universe interacting with everything else in the whole universe. I mean, just, right? I mean, that's huge. Everything that exists is interdependent with everything else that exists. And it's that interaction that creates what we think of as reality. And so the whole universe is constantly changing and expanding. And if you think it feels like it's speeding up, it really is. Physicists have noticed that the universe is expanding much faster right now than it was 20 years ago. And so we all have that sense of everything going really fast. If you really want to know what your the pervasive emotion inside of you is, look at your life, because what you experience in your life, that's what's really going on inside of you. Because what's really going on inside of you is what's creating your experience of life. And so if you want to change what your experience of life is, the key to do that is change inside yourself. And that's what we're going to be talking about here tonight. Next week, I'm actually going to be using this little book that I think is wonderful. It's called New Beginning, Book 2. And it's one of the very first books written by Abraham. I don't know if you're familiar with the Abraham work, but it's Esther and Jerry Hicks. And I don't normally use their works, even though a lot of things that they say are very, very true and very loving. Their books as a whole don't calibrate at the level of love, which is the kinds of things that I really like to read. But this, mostly because there's so much hype in it, I think. But this book, this New Beginning Book 2 that they wrote, oh, I don't know, 20 years ago or something, it is such a beautiful little book. There's no hype in it at all. And it's a really great explanation of how energy works in the human psyche and then how our energy interacts with the larger reality. And so there's a way that that book is really about manifesting. It's more about metaphysics 101 that's written at a level that, you know, almost anyone can understand. And so I'm telling you that so that if you want to get that little book, we're going to actually do like a book review next week. And again, it's called New Beginning Book 2. And it's an Abraham book. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. So, but I'm going to use that little book all on its own because there's just so much information there. And tonight we are going to use these favorite teachers that I talked about, Hawkins and Tolle, and a new teacher that I don't think I've talked to you about before, named Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E. Because all three of these, again, these are enlightened beings, talk about what reality is and how we affect it. And the other piece of that, one of the ways that I affect reality is through working with nature, because nature is everything that exists in form is nature. So if I want to affect something in form, what I've been doing for the last 10 years is working directly with the intelligence behind that form, which is nature. But I'm not going to talk about that tonight because that's such a big, huge subject that we could really get off track with it. We're going to talk about manifesting and what does that mean? How is it that we can manifest things that we don't like? And how do we manifest things that we do like? And really what's going on all the time, and David Hawkins talks about this a great deal in all of his books, but I will mention again the Power versus Force trilogy, which I think everybody in the whole world ought to read. And if they did, this would be a very different world. But David Hawkins talks a great deal about attractor fields and levels of consciousness. And that's really where we're creating out of. So if our level of consciousness, for example, is down somewhere around fear or anxiety or despair or worry, that's a very low level of energy. And we're going to be creating out of that state, out of that field. If we raise our energy level up to a level of love and we're consciously attempting to maintain that state of consciousness and be in that attractor field of love, then we're going to be creating out of love. And there's a lot more power in love than there is in worry and fear. And that's really where power exists, is in love. Actually, David Hawkins' latest book is called Healing and Recovery. And what he says in there is the level of unconditional love, which on his map of consciousness is at 540, is automatically healing. It's just automatically things come back into wholeness because that level of 540, unconditional love, has such power in it. And what that energy of love really is it's non-judgmental, it's forgiving, it's aligned with compassion and understanding. And that's where the power is. And so all phenomena that are occurring, whether we like them or not, whether we're happy with what's occurring or whether we're not happy with it. But all that phenomena occurs, it's experienced in consciousness. And what Hawkins is very clear about is that what is experienced in the body depends on what is held in mind. And what is held in mind actually depends on the level of consciousness. And so what we have to do to actually create consciously to affect or change how we experience reality is we actually have to work with our consciousness. It's much easier to work with our own consciousness and make a change than just to try to go outside of ourselves and make a change. And part of the reason why we're looking at what we're thinking and feeling as a way to, you know, be more conscious of what we're manifesting or to actually create the conditions or the situations or the people or the things in our lives that we really want is because thoughts are powerful. I mean, thoughts are actually measurable, and they have been measured many times. And actually, David Hawkins speaks of this a great deal. And in the second book in the Power of the Force trilogy called The Eye of the Eye, on page 27, he's done a lot of spiritual research that backs this up. But instead of giving you all that, I'll just tell you the conclusion. What he says is, even the smallest thought gives off a calibratable energy or vibratory track. These vibratory events are recorded permanently in the energy field of consciousness. So it's like nothing disappears. Once we think it, it's out there and it never goes away. But of course, we can change what we're thinking. And the really wonderful thing, and Hawkins also has done lots of research around this, is that one loving thought outweighs thousands of negative ones. So all we ever have to do is just change our thoughts right now in the moment, move toward love, understanding, compassion, and we have outweighed whatever those negative thoughts were from before. The other thing that has to be understood in terms of really understanding manifestation is that there really is no such thing as cause in terms of we think of cause and effect. And in reality, everything occurs of its own. It doesn't have an exterior cause. And Hawkins says this very clearly. He says everything and every event is a manifestation of the totality of all that is, just as it is at any given moment. In reality, everything is automatically manifesting the inherent destiny of its essence. I think that's just amazing. And so, but what that means, that doesn't have to make us feel hopeless. Indeed, that makes me feel incredibly hopeful, because then what that means is nothing is set in stone. Every fact, so-called fact, that exists can be changed merely by changing my mind. The minute I take responsibility for what's going on inside my own self, I have power because I can change it. And so that's really what we're going to be looking at here tonight, is how the level of consciousness and how those attractor fields and how the thoughts that we're thinking are creating what we're experiencing, and how it is that if we want to experience something different, all we have to do is change that, change what we're thinking. And that can be a whole lot easier than most of us assume that it is. I also wanted to read a little bit, just a little tiny bit, from Eckhart Tolle, because I know a lot of people have studied his work, and especially the book A New Earth, that he spent so much time, you know, doing that big online thing with Oprah. And what Tolle is talking about is that everything that's happening comes from what's going on inside of us. And what Tolle, the way Tolle talks about it, and I'm going to read from page 190 in that book. He says, if the thought of lack, whether it be money, recognition, or love, has become part of who you think you are, then you will always experience lack. And so acknowledging the good that is already in your life is the foundation for all abundance. That is really the key. It's like what we think, what we feel, what our emotion is, which is thought and feeling put together. That's where we're creating, or what we're creating out of. And that's what we're going to look at shifting and changing tonight, so that we can actually create what we want instead of continuing to create all of this stuff out of fear or anxiety or worry, which is how most of creation in our physical world, most of what we experience has been created out of worry and fear and anxiety, because that's the sponsoring thought or the pervasive underlying thought. And we can change that. That's the beauty and the wonder and the joy of the power that we have. And what Tolle actually says that I think is very, I don't know, it feels very inspiring to me. He says that our primary purpose right now in this time that we live in our world, that our primary purpose is to enable consciousness to flow into what you do. And that's what we're going to be talking about, because that's how you create consciously, is you get conscious of what's going on inside of you, and then you become responsible for shifting it if you would rather it be a different way. And so what Tolle's very clear about, for example, is that you cannot become successful. You can only be successful. And so that's what we're going to be focused on, is how to actually be what it is that you want to be. Because you can't become it. You can only be it. I'm not sure if you can hear all that stuff going on that I can hear, but if you can, I would invite you to just bear with it. It may just be the speakers in my studio here picking what's going up out in the lobby area. So anyway, that's what we're going to focus on, is that everything that we experience in our lives is a reflection of what's going on inside of us. And so what that means in essence is that we're creating all the time, whether we are aware of it or not, and most of us are not. And most of what we're creating is done unconsciously. And what we're going to try to do this evening is bring a lot more consciousness into what we're creating, so we can begin to create what we want instead of what we don't want. And what we're going to be talking about mostly, as a way to do that, I am going to use the works of a man named Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E, to really explore that tonight, because I think Neville wrote about it in a very simple, clear way. And actually, it's part of his teachings that we used in developing the WOW process, Laura and I, because it works. It's quite amazing. And if you've never heard of Neville, it's really not surprising. He died in 1972. I think his last name was Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D. But when he published, he just published by that one name, Neville. Yep, here it says 1905 to 1972. And he wrote a bunch of books, and he was a very, very popular speaker on metaphysical themes all the way from the late 1930s until his death, really, in 72. And he was self-educated. He was a very bright man. And he was also, you know, calibrated up there at the level of unconditional love. And he had actually a radio show. I mean, a television show, sorry. A radio program and a television show for a while in L.A. in the mid-50s. And he actually packed auditoriums and churches all over the country for many years. I got turned on to his work actually when I was a child, because my mom read Neville, but it had too much of a religious flavor for me at the time, and I just couldn't get into it. And then I got reintroduced to it about 8 or 9 years ago and read some of it and realized it was everything David Hawkins was saying, just with sort of a different vocabulary. I wanted to bring it in and talk about it tonight because he gives a very, very simple sort of formula. He actually calls it the law and the promise. And there's a quote on the back of one of his books called Your Faith is Your Fortune that I think is one of the greatest quotes of all times. And he says, leave the mirror and change your face. Leave the world alone and change your conceptions of yourself. And of course, then he's saying that once you do that, the world changes. So he's written about 10 books. Some of them are easy to get. Some of them are kind of hard to get. The first book he wrote is the greatest one, and it's quite hard to find. It's called Awakened Imagination. But the one called Your Faith is Your Fortune and The Law and the Promise are relatively easy books to get. And basically, the law is imaging is creating, or imaging, imagining is creative. And so we're going to work with his material to learn exactly how to do that. And it is so much easier than you would imagine. I'm going to take a little musical interlude. I just want to remind everybody that the show is called Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. We're here every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 Eastern with an hour of great music from 7 to 8. And we're going to have a little music here from one of my favorite recording artists of all time, Van Morrison, Bright Side of the Road. And then we'll come back and talk about exactly how to create your dreams. It's easier than you think. Enjoy.
Sometimes I don't know why. At times it goes by so fast, in the twinkling of an eye. Let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me show my load.
Help me share my load.
On the dark and low the street, to the bright side.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, the bright side of the road. Hopefully that's where we all are. You are listening to UR Radio. This is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am very, very happy to be here with you this evening. We are talking about how to consciously manifest, how to create in your life what you want in your life, and the way to do that is by taking responsibility for where you are and changing who you are, how you think, how you feel. And we're going to have a very specific way to do that coming from a man named Neville, who is just an amazing author. He's written a number of books. And the first book we're going to be working out of is called Your Faith is Your Fortune. And even though he wrote in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, let's see, when was this book? This book was published in 1941. Your Faith is Your Fortune. And what he talks about in this book basically is consciousness. I warn you, it has a bit of a religious, not a bit, a lot of religious overtones, but you sort of can see around that. But basically, he's saying the same thing that David Hawkins, Eckhart Tolle, Byron Katie, all the enlightened ones are always saying the same thing. And I'm just going to read a little bit, page 63 out of that book. And Neville says, stop trying to change the world, since it is only the mirror. Man's attempt to change the world by force is as fruitless as breaking a mirror in the hope of changing his face. Leave the mirror and change your face. Leave the world alone and change your conceptions of yourself. The reflection then will be satisfactory. Freedom or imprisonment, satisfaction or frustration, can only be differentiated by the consciousness of being. Regardless of your problem, its duration or its magnitude, careful attention to these instructions will, in an amazingly short time, eliminate even the memory of the problem. And so now I'm going to tell you how he says to do exactly that. And you might want to write this down. There's three steps, basically, and we're going to talk about each step individually, but I'm just going to tell you what the three steps are first. The first step is, in terms of what you want, is define it. Define your objective. Not the manner of obtaining it, but just what it is that you want. Pure and simple. It's like you've got to know exactly what it is you desire so that you can have a clear mental picture of it. So know what that is real clearly. And then, second, take your attention away from whatever obstacles you might have perceived to be in your way of that, and just focus on the objective itself. See it, feel it, think it, really be able to feel. And this is third. Close your eyes and feel that you are already in that experience, whatever it is. Really feel what it would be to be that or to have that. And remain in that state of feeling that you are already in it until you get this really conscious reaction of complete satisfaction, that it feels real, in other words. And that's really the secret. Now, of course, he's written many books about exactly how to do that, but that's really what it is. First, you know what it is that you really, really want. You stop thinking about whatever the obstacles are that are in the way of it, and you just focus precisely on what it is you want. You close your eyes and you let yourself feel as though you already are that or you already have that. And you let yourself then, in your imagination, do whatever it is you would do if that were true, so that you can actually feel that it is true. You have to really feel that satisfaction. You have to really embody it as already done. And he gives lots and lots of examples of why that's true and how it works. But if you can just psychologically really dwell in that desired state, then it has to come to pass. And the reason it does is because it's like Hawkins says, you know, whatever the body experiences is what's held in mind. And whatever's going on in your mind is because of your level of consciousness. And so what you're doing when you're doing this is you're actually changing your level of consciousness. You're moving yourself out of all the fear and the worry and those low energy vibration, those low vibration energies. And you're really just focusing on, and you're letting yourself feel what it would feel like if you had that job, or if you won that contest, or if you were in a great relationship with that person. Whatever it is that you really want, you have to imagine it and really let yourself experience what it is to be in that. It's not about just being still with it. It's not about a sort of a passive imagining. That doesn't really accomplish very much. You have to actually have feeling. That's emotion. That's thought and feeling together. That's what creates what we experience, is whatever our pervasive thought or feeling, emotion, really is. And so to really feel that is what begins the manifestation process, because what you're actually doing in that moment is you are changing your level of consciousness. You are moving yourself into a state of actually loving, feeling incredibly amazing about what it is, not in a state of wanting it, which when we're in a state of wanting something, what that really is saying is that we don't have it. And so what we're continuing to create then is a state of not having it. And so the way Neville says actually works is to let yourself go ahead in your imagination and have it. And then that's where the manifestation actually begins. You know, and I actually know that from a lot of body-oriented psychotherapy that I studied and 30 years of counseling with people. The body doesn't really know the difference between something that's happening in mind and something that's happening in the physical world. So if you can let yourself feel it as though it is already accomplished, then it is beginning to be that. And what's happening is you've raised your own level of consciousness out of whatever that low energy was before of wanting, which is below the level of truth on Hawkins' scale of consciousness. You've raised yourself up out of the worry or the fear or the anxiety, which if you're creating out of that level, then you're going to be creating stuff you don't like. And when you let yourself imagine and really get into the feeling of already being, already having what it is that you most want, and then acting as if in your imagination, doing what you would do if that were true, you're actually feeling it, and that's the feeling of love. You're loving it, and you're raising your own level of consciousness from those low energies up into those very higher energies. And so you're creating your sponsoring thought, your pervasive emotion, if you will, has shifted into a much, much higher level, which is love. And love has so much more power in it. And that's actually how things come to be. And in his book, in Neville's book, On the Law and the Promise, this book is so interesting. I would recommend anybody who likes examples and inspiring stories. If that's what you really like, I would recommend that book. Again, that's called The Law and the Promise by Neville. Because what this book really is, it's a whole little book. It's not that big. Let me see, maybe like 100 and, let me see, I can't even see, 140, 150 pages. But what it is it's story after story after story after story after story of people who have used this, and what you and I would probably call miraculous things happened just because they imagined what they wanted and let themselves really feel what it would be to already have that, to already be that. You know, David Hawkins is very clear that there is no cause of anything, that everything that exists is a function of everything else that exists. And that's every thought, every feeling, every person, every tree, everything that's ever been, everything that ever will be. It's like everything is interdependent on anything else, everything else. And so everything that we experience has come out of what we have created from our level of consciousness. And so imagining creates reality. And the point I want to really make with this, it's not imagining like sitting down and wishing for something. Because if you're sitting down and wishing for something, what you're doing is the state that you are having inside of you is a state of not having. If you're wishing for something, that's like saying, I don't have this. I wish I had it. And so you're creating from the space of not having it. That's very, very different than what we're talking about here. We're talking about actually knowing what you want really clearly and then imagining yourself in the scene where it is happening. Let's say you decided you wanted to win the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. You know, I don't know that I would do that because what do you have once a year chance of doing that? But anyway, you might want to do that. But let's say you wanted to do that. That was what you really, really wanted. And so you would get very clear that that's what you wanted to do, was to win that Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. And then you would close your eyes and you would imagine yourself winning it, you know, and I guess different people could do that differently. You could imagine them coming to your door and telling you, and you could imagine what you would say. You know, you could then begin to imagine what you would do with that. What would be the first thing you would do? What would be the second thing you would do? But the point is to feel it, to really let your consciousness rise into the state that you would be in if that really happened. And you have to feel it as though it is happening. And in doing that, it is becoming manifest. And, you know, whether it happens tomorrow or next week or next year, you know, probably depends on the level of energy that you can bring to it. But if I were going to do that, for example, what Neville actually talks about is going to bed every night and whatever it is that you really want, imagining yourself as in that and letting yourself feel what that is, what you would feel when that happens, and letting yourself feel as though it already has, and go to sleep like that. I haven't been able to do that because I get too excited and then I can't go to sleep. I used this technique a number of years ago. I haven't used it lately, but I can tell you that when I was in New Mexico, I actually lived all over the country for a while, and I lived in San Francisco, which was wonderful, and then I lived in New Mexico for 5 years, and I really, really wanted to come home to my mountains, and I kept imagining that I wanted to live and feeling myself living in this place where I was surrounded by trees, and it felt really country, but I was very close to town, and do you know, when I came back home, I found that place. Not the first place I found. The first place I found was farther out than I wanted to be, but the second place I found, again, I got really clear about it, and I let myself see it, and I could feel what it was, and because I could see it, I knew it existed, and that's where I live now. I live 10 minutes outside of Asheville in a totally private setting with trees all around, spring, summer, and fall. I don't even see anybody else at all, really. So that's the basic idea of what Neville is talking about. Imagining is what creates perceived reality. What's happening for most of us most of the time is we're not aware of what's actually going on inside of us. We're not aware of what our pervasive emotion is or what our sponsoring thoughts are. We haven't learned how to know what we really want or what we really think or what we really feel. That's one of the reasons, actually, that Laura and I developed the WOW process, because it gives you a way to move the obstacles out of the way, the fears and the worries and the anxieties, whatever challenge has been there, to move those out of the way so you can actually get clear about what it is that you really want. Because once you're clear about what you really want and you can hold that in mind and you can feel it as though you already have it instead of feeling it as though you don't have it and you're reaching for it, then it begins to manifest. And I've actually seen that happen in the WOW process. Like, it begins to manifest just immediately. And so what Neville says is, imagining novel solutions to ever more complex problems is far more noble than to run from problems. I really like that. I think that's sweet. And he says that the way to do this is that to attempt to change circumstances before you change your imaginal activity is to struggle against the very nature of things. There can be no outer change until there is first an inner change, an imaginal change. And when asked, how do you do it? He says, you must abandon yourself mentally to your wish fulfilled in your love for that state. And in so doing, live in the new state and no more in the old state. In other words, you have to feel it as though it's already occurred and love it and really get into it. And that's the secret. So the secret is this faith and love. That's really the secret. And faith, of course, is believing what is unbelievable. And love, we know what that is. So again, I'm going to read that. Abandon yourself mentally to your wish fulfilled in your love for that state. And in so doing, live in the new state. So in other words, if, you know, what you had wanted was to win that, I always forget what that's called, the whatever that big sweepstakes is, clearinghouse thing. Imagine yourself in that moment when they're telling you you've won. What are they saying to you? What are you saying to them? Let yourself have that feeling of what you would feel. And then what would you do? And let yourself, in your imagination, be very clear about, okay, first I would this and then I would that. And you really let yourself live in that state. You know, the first book that Neville wrote, called Awakened Imagination, that's a book I read many, many years ago. And that's the book where he really explains step by step by step all the little tricks that there are to doing this. But it's really this simple. Imagine what it is you want. Give up any thought about any obstacles that have been in your way. And close your eyes and see yourself with that desire fulfilled. In it, with it, and really let yourself have the emotion that you would have. And rest in that. And then in your imagination, do what you would do when that's true. What Neville says also, he says, if you would enter into the image in your imagination, then would you know what it is to be creatively transformative? Then would you realize your wish? And then would you be happy? Every image can be embodied. I just think that's so true. Every image can be embodied. And if we can embody it, if we can feel it in our body, what that means is we are manifesting it in the physical world. And what the way he talks about imagination is pretty much the way David Hawkins and a lot of other spiritual teachers talk about consciousness itself. But what Neville says, he says, imagination is spiritual sensation. Don't you love that? Enter the image of the wish fulfilled, then give it sensory vividness and tones of reality by mentally acting as you would act were it a physical fact. Then he gives an example. Imagine that you're holding a rose in your hand. Smell it. Do you detect the odor of roses? Well, if the rose is not there, why is its fragrance in the air? Through spiritual sensation. That is, through imaginal sight, sound, scent, taste, and touch. You can give to the image sensory vividness. And so if you do all those things, then all of that begins bringing that into manifestation even faster than before. The other way that Neville talks about consciousness and imagination sort of as the same thing, and everything he says is in perfect agreement with the teachings of David Hawkins, the teachings of Eckhart Tolle, even Byron Katie. All of the enlightened ones have always said the same thing throughout history. They just say it in different ways so that it's available to different people in different times. But what we know, and what I know from reading the Akashic Records, is that everything that has ever been, every thought, every feeling, every action, continues to exist. Nothing is destroyed. Nothing ever goes away. And that's why you can read the Akashic Records. That's why in David Hawkins' work with, you know, kinesiology to find out the truth about anything, the reason you can find that out is because everything is recorded in consciousness. Every thought, feeling, action, event, everything that is or has ever been is recorded in consciousness. And so we can find out about it. And so what Neville says is that humanity and everything that's happened to us in our past is one continuous structure. This structure contains all the facts which have been conserved and still operate below the threshold of the surface mind. Nothing disappears. Everything that has been ever is still in existence. And so what that means is that whatever it is we call facts, facts are just things that have been that are waiting to be different. Because we can't make anything disappear, but we can always change what's going on inside of us. And when we change, the new facts change. Yes, that thing that happened in the past is whatever it is, but you know what? Past, present, and future, it's all happening at the same time. Every spiritual teacher tells us that. So what we can do in the present is we can actually change the past. And Neville talks about that a great deal. I don't want to get off on that. I don't want to get sidetracked by that. But that's one of the things he talks about very much, is going back for people who have suffered, you know, incredible traumas or abuse. Neville talks about how to go into the past and make a different ending. As a matter of fact, there was a whole branch of therapy. I don't even know if it's still around. It probably is. But I remember when it started in the 70s and by the 80s when I was in grad school, it had become, you know, quite popular therapeutic practice to re-envision a different ending to whatever the problem had been in your past. And nobody thought about it in terms of that actually changed the past, but it does change it in you, because if you have a different level of consciousness around it, then you have changed it in you, and then that makes everything different. And so whether you're thinking about consciousness as this God energy, or whether you think about it as love, or whether you think about it as the life, the energy of life itself, that's really all we're talking about here. We're talking about consciousness. Everything that happens in physical reality happens as a result of what's happening in the mind, what's happening in the mental reality. What most of us have not known is that we can be in charge of what's happening in the mental reality. Most of us have felt like we're at the mercy of what's going on in our mental field or in our, you know, in our mind. But really, what's going on in our mind is dependent on what's going on in our level of consciousness. And that's what all these spiritual teachers are attempting to help us do is work with our level of consciousness, because that is the fastest way to affect change. If you change what's held in consciousness, then the mind changes and the body changes. If you change what's held in consciousness, then physical reality must change, because physical reality is just a reflection of what is held in consciousness. And that's what every spiritual teacher throughout time has taught. I mean, Jesus Christ did that, you know, he turned water into wine and walked on water and raised the dead. And he said it very clearly, you can do all that, you can do that and more. Because all that physical reality stuff is dependent on what your state of consciousness is. And so that's really what manifesting is about, is getting very clear. Neville's technique, let's call it, for doing that, getting very clear about what you want, imagining it as happening, as already done, feeling what that feels like, and then letting yourself do in your imagination what you would do when that actually happens, and giving yourself the permission and the time to really experience that raising of your level of consciousness. Because if it's something that is your heart's desire, when you're experiencing yourself as having it, you're going to be experiencing love. And love is a very, very, very high vibration. And so that's a very specific technique. What David Hawkins would say is, if you want to affect reality, then just focus on love. You know, be always surrendering any thought or feeling that's less than love. Surrender that to God and return your focus to love. And then you're creating everything that's happening in your reality from this place of love. And if everyone were doing that, of course, it would be a very different world than the one we live in right now. And Eckhart Tolle sort of says the same thing, that we're responsible for what's going on inside of us. He calls it pain, body, and ego. And if we just accept that pain, body, and ego and get present with them, meaning acceptance, which is love, then they shift into more presence. And so again, we've raised our level of consciousness and we're now creating from a higher level, which is really what conscious manifestation is about, as opposed to unconscious manifestation. We're creating all the time. Every thought we have, every feeling, especially every strong emotion, we're creating something out of that. To do it consciously means to have a strong emotion that we enjoy, like love, like our wish fulfilled, and letting that be what we're creating out of. So, I hope that was clear. I hope you got a lot out of that. We are out of time. It's amazing to me how that happens. So, I'm going to close on that note. And again, I would remind everybody there is a Facebook page for this show called Conscious Co-Creating Online Radio. You're also welcome to email me through my website, louisadyer.com. I would love your comments, suggestions, questions. I'll be happy to answer those. And I hope you join me here again next Tuesday evening at 8 Eastern for Conscious Co-Creating, Tools to Empower You. And like I said before, next week we're really going to be focused on this wonderful little book called New Beginnings Book 2, which really explains how energy works in the human psyche and how that interacts with the rest of reality. You're listening to UR Radio. I've had a wonderful time. We're going to close with the theme song for the show, which is Time for a Change by Here to Here, because God knows it really is time for a change. And let's all really feel how wonderful that is to be in that change. Have a great night, everybody, and I will see you next week.
Time for a change. Where my heroes at? Where my soldiers at? Where my presidents and citizens and all that jazz? Where my artists at? Where my dreamers at? Where my activists and hippie chicks and I? And oh.
change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the dream we like to see. I know that we can do it, we can change the world. I know that we can be it, we can be the dream we like to see. My corporations at? Where my scientists and pharmacists, my dealers at? Where my mothers at? Where my fathers at? Where my human beings with beating hearts?